Today, Microsoft chairman Bill Gates took the stand to oppose antitrust sanctions that he says would essentially shut down the company that he helped found. Microsoft and the Justice Department reached a settlement in the long-running antitrust case last year, but a group of 9 states refused to go along with the proposed deal. These states want tougher sanctions than the federal government negotiated. That's why the case is back in court. NPR's Larry Abramson was in the courtroom too today, and he joins us now. Larry, this was the first time that Gates has actually appeared in the courtroom, not in a video. Why now, in person?
Well, as you remember, Robert, Microsoft lost the original case against them. They were convicted, basically, of antitrust violations or found to be liable for those violations. And a lot of people felt that one of the mistakes that Microsoft made in that original trial was that they didn't have their CEO up there. Instead, he appeared in these videotaped clips that the plaintiffs put on, and they were edited in such a way that Gates looked as bad as he possibly could have. He was rocking back and forth. He kept quibbling with some of the definitions that the lawyers came up with. He would wait 30 seconds before answering. And so I think this time Microsoft said, we're going to put our guy up there as our witness. He's our best spokesman, and let it go from
live,
there.
Unedited?
Yes.
Spontaneous?
That's right.
How did
real
he do?
Time. I think he did pretty well. I mean, certainly compared to those videotaped excerpts we had before, this was Gates the master, Gates the software architect. He submitted 155 pages of deposition of testimony about what the sanctions that the 9 states are demanding, what that would do to his company. And he showed that he really does understand how his company works. He occasionally got a little impatient with the efforts by mere attorneys to try to understand the complex world of software and showed that by laughing. But most of the time he was in pretty good control. He didn't rock back and forth, and he made himself very, very clear.
Well, beyond style, what did he say in substance about the remedy that's been proposed?
Well, the substance of what he said was not all that different from what Microsoft has been saying all along, and that is these sanctions propose to make Windows a modular system. Computer makers and computer users would be allowed to take features out. They would be able to take the Internet Explorer web browser out if they wanted to and just throw it away or use another web browser. And Gates basically said this would set the Windows operating system back 10 years and freeze it in place. It would put us back in the days when you had all of these different versions of operating systems out there that couldn't talk with each other. And he reminded us that when he entered the computer software world in the 70s, there were many operating systems out there, and the PC industry was tiny because of that. And he's saying these sanctions would basically do the same thing.
But these are the sanctions that the states that didn't go along with the federal Microsoft agreement want.
That's right.
It's up to them now to do they have to argue that it wouldn't set back Microsoft by 10 years? What are they going to do?
Well, that's what they have to do, is they have to basically show that Microsoft is quite capable of doing the things they're being asked to do. There are a few examples in cross-examination today. For example, Microsoft says it could not support all these different versions of Windows that the sanctions would end up creating. But then the state's attorney said, look, you support Windows 95, Windows 98, Windows NT, all of these succeeding versions of Windows you've created. In fact, you go to great efforts to make sure that applications that are out there work with these different versions of Windows. And we're quite certain that you could find a way with all of your billions to support the different versions of Windows that our sanctions would create.
In the original trial, there were moments when we heard quotations, at least attributed to people who we thought were engaged in the pacific task of writing code and inventing things on computers, who got really violent about us, cutting off the air supply of a rival. I remember that line. Anything like that in this penalty phase from Gates or anyone else?
No, it's a little drearier this time. That was about who said what, where, and when, and what kind of meetings took place, and who was trying to eliminate the competition. This time, we're really going through tough economic analysis and software analysis, because we're in a remedy phase. We already know that they committed these violations. We're trying to find out what sort of remedies would stop them from doing this in the future.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.